Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
What up, motherfuckers?
So it's funny, my friend, he said that. But he spelled it, well, he was like typing it, and he spelled it motherfuckies or motherfuckies. So now that's what we say. Sup, motherfuckies.
Sup, motherfuckies.
He's, I don't know why he typed the Y and said.
That's good. I like it.
Motherfuckies.
We just started off so strong this week on the pod.
We always do. Welcome back to North America.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy you're back.
I was back in the last episode, but now I'm officially back.
Well, now you're officially back while we're recording, but
yeah,
we're recording on the same day for once.
Yeah,
it's good. We record on other days, separate days.
Yeah, you've been on a Tuesday and I've been on a Monday. No,
other way around.
Good you've job. Been on a Monday and I've been on a Tuesday.
That is true.
Can you tell that I'm still jet lagged?
A little bit, but did you know that jet lag usually starts to get better within 3 to 5 days?
Ooh, well, today's the third day.
So you'll start to get better.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's your singing for today.
Yay, Jill singing is back.
It's been back. It was back last week. Do you not pay attention?
It's been back.
It's been back.
I'm stoked to be home, stoked to be North America, stoked to be in summertime, stoked that all of my plants are still alive, including this sweet potato that I put in water on a whim. And guys, if you put a sweet potato in a cup of water, she will vine out.
Like, do it for the vine.
Do it for the vine. But like, it grows so fast.
Do it for the vine.
And disclaimer, apparently it did nothing. For the longest time, my roommates were taking care of my plants because they're sweet baby angels. Apparently, it did nothing for the longest time, and then it just started going off. So if you want a really viney plant, just grab a sweet potato or a yam. I don't know the difference. And put it in a cup of water.
I am what I am.
This is a great podcast so far. Jill, what are we talking about? How you been?
Good. I really want pizza, so that's what I've been thinking about for the last, like... Hour.
If you've made it this far into this crazy episode, send Jill a pizza on DoorDash. We'll put her address in the show notes.
No, thank you. I'm good. You can just send us Uber Eats gift cards. We'll happily take them.
True fair. True fair. We don't have Uber Eats here. We just have DoorDash. Well, here in Whistler specifically.
America has got both.
Canada has both, just not specifically Whistler.
Oh, wow.
We only have the Uber Eats or the DoorDash, I mean. Which I had a client send me a DoorDash gift card and she's in America. So she sent it in American and apparently you can't, it's not transferable. So she tried to send me a gift card and she just got a gift card because it didn't work. So
that's funny. She just got her own money back.
So if any Canadians are here, send Tim Hortons gift cards.
What's Tim Hortons? I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, what's Tim Hortons?
Oh my God, what's Tim Hortons? We have them in America too.
Blasphemy.
I know, it's crazy. But this week, I thought it'd be good to do a check-in. So kind of like how a coaching session would go. Checking in on how everything has been. How are we staying balanced?
I love that. I solely started this podcast with you just to get free coaching on a weekly basis.
I mean, I started this podcast with you so you would do my website and you did some.
It's a win-win all around.
We're just scratching each other's backs, so that's all we can ask for.
I love it. I love it.
And you get to see Rogi like very regularly, so.
The two reasons to get free coaching and to see Rogi.
I know he is a little angel that tries to lick his ween all the time. So it's very common with dogs. Apparently, never knew that because I had never had a boy dog until I had Rogan and. I'm like, Jesus Christ, stop licking your wiener.
That's what this podcast is called, Permission to Lick Your Wiener.
Permission to stop licking your wiener.
Let the ween be free.
Let the freak flag fly.
Exactly.
But yeah, so I know You've been working on a lot of boundaries and balance, Carly, specifically, since you use this as your own coaching platform. So what's been going really well lately? What about your balance, Ooh. Your boundaries have been going really well?
Good question. So I flew home a couple days ago and I told all my clients that I was taking the weekend off, and which like I normally do, but I was like, it's kind of like, oh, I take the weekend off, but I use it as like my don't contact me, but I'm going to catch up and work kind of thing. And this weekend was just fully not working.
I'm shocked by that.
Thank you. It was
did you actually follow through on
it? I did. I did a little bit last night for like an hour, just because like I didn't want to wake up early and do it today, but it was really great. We got back on Friday, and then on Friday and Saturday, we did so much. We did a lake day, went paddleboarding because my friend had just bought a paddleboard. And then turns out our seasons passes and for the winter of last year still work for the gondola this summer. So I was fully expecting to spend like $200 and get a season's pass for the summer to go sightseeing up the gondola, but it was included. So I didn't have to pay that. So I've already gone up the mountain twice since being back, which has been real nice.
Amazing. Sounds super relaxing.
It was not. I'm so tired. We went on like a long hike yesterday around the mountain and it was fucking gorgeous, but I have not walked that much in years.
Yeah, we did a little walk in Cleveland. We have what's called like the Cleveland Metro Parks, which is they like dub it the Emerald Necklace because it's like goes from one side of the lake to the like on the west side to like the other side of the lake on the east side. So it looks like a necklace because it's all greenery and everything.
Ooh.
I know, it's so fancy. But we have so many different like little trails and stuff, and we'll go. Jared and I tend to go to like the same one that's like right by our house, but he like was like, oh, let's go to this one that's like a little bit at the other end of like the one trail we always go through. So I went there and it was like nice, just it was like a lot of reminiscing for him of like his childhood. So I feel like he always does that, like of like, oh yeah, this is like, oh, this has changed, or I remember this, or like all that stuff. And then he was like telling me all about like the little like fishing spots he would go to. And like, we saw this kid like coming back with his fishing pole and he was kind of like head down a little. And Jared's like, do you get anything? And the kid's like, no. And Jared's like, you'll have that. And like, the kid just looks so defeated. But like,
aww.
All these fishing places though, like are so overfished because it's like public fishing land. So like, unless you find, you know, private lakes that you can like fish into or you go into like Lake Erie, you're not going to have like a lot of like really good luck. But the poor kid, that's he was fair. Like he looked so devastated. He was
like,
but yeah, it was super nice too. Like I feel like we did a lot longer of a walk than we normally do, because like there's like one loop path, but then there's like a couple like side things that you can like branch off into. We did a couple of those and after the loop, so
that sounds so lovely.
It was super nice. It was really pretty. It was nice yesterday. It wasn't like too hot either. So it was like a nice time. And it wasn't too crowded.
Win-win for everybody. Truly. Yeah.
And it wasn't crowded. Like usually it's like super crowded. But then Jerry made a good point because there were so many people on like motorized like Segways and bikes. He was like, why would you go to the park on a nice day on a motorized vehicle? Like that doesn't make sense. Like wouldn't you like, this is when you can get your exercise and like ride your bike, like physically ride it or go for a walk. So,
or go as far as you can because you don't have to pedal.
Right. I guess, but like it's not super long and
that's fair.
You can, it's like to enjoy nature, like you walk it through.
Freaking nature.
Forking nature.
That sounds so lovely. I'm so happy for you.
Thanks. Same. Happy for you and your. Taking some time off of work, doing all the things. Thank I know you also set a boundary last week that was hard for you to do.
Call me out, Jill. I think I know the one you're talking about. I had a client ask or like try to assign me a task like they do, like I'm here for. And I had to just be honest and it felt really hard, which everyone's going to be like, no, that's so easy. But like, it wasn't for me. But basically I was like, hey, I can't get to that within this next week, because I was like, I think we had the meeting on like Tuesday my time. And then I flew home on Friday my time, which was I flew home a couple days later, and I had like a bunch of shit to do between that I wanted to get done between this meeting and like flying home. And so I was honest and I was like, I will not be able to get to that like within the next 7 days. So if you want me, like if you can wait 7 days, I'm happy to do it. But if you want it done before that, I would recommend putting it like assigning it to someone else on the team. And then they assigned it to someone else on the team. And I was like, ooh, the people pleasing in me is like, no, saying that you can't do a task, which it wasn't even like, oh, I can't do a task. It was like, hey, I have other clients. I'm flying home. Like, I got a lot of shit going on. Like, I will not be able to get to it this week, which is better communication than just like assigning it and not doing it. It just hurt, man. It was rough, but I felt really good after.
But you're setting your boundaries. And I think that's important, because it can be really easy as a people pleaser to get walked on or walked all over. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they think like, oh yeah, that's easy. Let me just have so-and-so do it, or like do this. And like, it can be tough when you want to like make sure to get to everything. But like, we've been having that like at my current job. It's tough because we're all independent contractors, which like you are most like doing your thing.
That's me too.
Yeah. And so they're trying to treat us like employees. And like wanting us to like stop and do something right now and do this. And it's like, I give you my time, but I give you my time when I want to give it. And so like really having to
say that again, mindset, people in the back,
right? I give you my time, but I give you the time that I want to give, or give you when I want to give it. So like, you know, it's, we had a couple times where they were like, hey, stop what you're doing and do this. And it's like, no, absolutely not. Like, I'm doing what I have planned. Like, I'm not going to do this like stupid task for 10 minutes.
You do not pay me enough to solely work for you. I'm not an employee. And I think that's something that I need to remember, and that like, or I need to express that to clients. It's like, if it was just like, if you were my only client, you know, like if I only had the podcast, or if I only had one client, obviously I would have a lot more time and a lot more availability, but like I have multiple clients, I have podcasts, I have like my own business to take care of. And it's like, yeah, like if it was just, if I just worked for this one client, I could have gotten this task done. But it's like, I also have a bunch of other clients that I work for.
Right. That's, and you deserve to do what you want.
I think this goes back to the people pleasing episode that we did. If you haven't checked it out, go listen. It's pretty good. And it's just like the people pleasing in me too was like, I could have done it if I had like worn myself thin, but it's like, I didn't have to do it. And I feel like this is something that comes up a lot, or it came up a lot before when I had like quote normal jobs. And it's like, I don't have to have a reason to say no. Like, no is a full sentence, you know?
Exactly. No is a full sentence.
And this came up a lot with previous jobs too, like before I got into virtual assisting and doing my own business, of like, I can't quit this job. Like if I'm unhappy, I'm just going to deal with it. And I can't quit unless I have a valid reason of like, I'm moving away, or, you know, like can't work on a farm anymore. I broke my leg. That never happened. Knock on wood. But like, you know, it was like,
you broke your leg on a farm.
I never did that, but that would be a valid reason not to work on a farm.
I've
but
never broken a bone, fun fact.
Wow.
Might knock on some wood.
Yeah, touch wood. Knock on wood.
Or I like break one walking down the steps today because I said that, but right? Yeah, never broken a bone.
But it's like, you can just quit a job because you want to, because you're not happy, you know?
Totally. And I think that's the thing. It's like, I mean, I think I've watched things recently too where they say you type like, because employers are like at will employers, they really, you don't, it's been a common courtesy to give a 2-week notice, but technically you don't have to. You can just be like, I'm done. See ya. But I mean, a lot of people do it for reasons to like, you know, especially in like mental health, because you gotta switch your caseload over, you gotta make sure everybody is like taken care of. So like you want to give that extra time, but you fucking don't need to, you know? You
can do whatever you want.
And that's kind of like when I quit my other job, I kind of did that in the sense of like, here's my 2 weeks notice. I'd like X, Y, and Z. If you can't give it to me, like I'm still done by this date. And they were like, no, we can't. And I was like, okay. Like you could stay on. They're like, you could stay on. And I was like, no. I was like, I told you my last day would be this day. That's my last day working.
Get it, girl.
And I was like, please. I like at like when I logged on, I was like, please forward all emails to this, like all further correspondence to this email, because I will not be checking this email any further. So if you need me, call me, beat me if you want to reach me. But
amen.
But yeah, and I think that's it too. It's a lot of like, it can get easy to be like someone can rely on, but like, and you want to be like, I'm not saying not to like be reliable, but you got to know your worth and like your own time, like how much you have and what's gonna, like you said, it would have spread you way too thin if you did take it on. And if you want to make sure you're giving quality work to your, you know, clients, you want to make sure you're able to say, hey, I can't do that. And it's not like you said no, you said, hey, I can, but not like you wouldn't get it until X date, if that's what you want. Mm-hmm. If not, then you need to reassign it. So I hear you, boo.
Thanks, boo. I appreciate it. I want to hear, say it again.
I am proud of you, Carly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to hear a boundary that you've set recently or something that you've balanced. Just share a win with me.
So I set a boundary last week when I was like helping at my other job to like cover our customer service, because like our girl that does customer service was out, and I was like, I will not be taking on any new members at this time. Like, and it was tough because our team is really struggling with the like input of new members, and like there was just a lot. And I was like, no, I'm gonna keep it to that. And in that, like, I've been really mindful about meetings, because like I said, like I'm a contracted employee for them, and like I'm not, you know, an employee that they're paying to like follow everything of their rules. So they always try to like add 75 extra meetings, and I hate that about them. And so they like canceled our Tuesday meeting, and I noticed that Monday night, because I usually look to see like what's on my schedule for the next day, so I know like
I'll see when you need to get up,
right, and to know like this is when I need to be awake. And like usually Tuesdays are fine because I go grocery shopping on Tuesdays, but I went Monday last week. So I was like, you know, okay, I'll do this. What time do I have to wake up? And I was like, oh, the team meeting's canceled. Like, I'm not going. I was like, so I can sleep in. So then I like, I ended up waking up a little bit earlier and checked my phone and saw that like one of our other like head people was like, oh, I can't wait to see you guys later today. And I commented and I was like, yo, the meeting's on my calendar. Like, I'm sorry if you reschedule, I'm not going. And like, it like really empowered the rest of the team to be able to say the same. Like they were like, yeah, I'm not going to show up. If
she'll start a suicide pack.
I did. I'm like, let's do it. But then same thing was that like, there's been a lot of like changes and stuff. And like our one manager was like, okay, we need to meet on Monday to talk about it. And I was like, instead of adding another meeting, let's just like, if this is that important, let's talk about it in our team meeting on Tuesday. And he's like, yeah, okay, let's do that. But it's like, it's, I think for me, it goes back to like valuing like my time and like the idea of like sitting in a meeting that could have been an email. Like, I hate every bit of that. I hate every bit of like any type of meeting that I'm like, this definitely could have been an email. I definitely did not need this to like sit through this just so you could like listen to yourself talk for 45 minutes. Like, that was not, I don't need this. So I think for me, it's definitely been, you know, really just knowing the value of my time and like what I need.
I love that you started a revolution with just like sticking to your boundaries and just inspiring others to stick to their boundaries. And yeah, there's some meetings that's like, this could have been an email.
True that.
I love it. I would love to segue into somewhere that needs a little work for you. for both of us? Great. We'll both share.
Such a great coaching question. And Carly, that's the next thing.
Thank you, Coach Carly in the house. Just something that needs like a boundary that you want to set or something. Maybe we can inspire each other to set it, or just like something you've noticed in life and or business that you're like, this could have a boundary. This could use a more balance.
Or reframe just a little bit of like what challenges have been coming up for you around your boundaries.
Love a good reframe. I can go first if you need to think.
Yeah, since you were thinking about this already.
I was. After getting back from good old traveling, it was amazing. Loved it so much. The one thing that I noticed with my business, with my clients, with life, is that like the way that I ran my business and have run my business in the past and in North America does not work for what I want my business to be. So like I got into business mainly for like time management and freedom and like being able to live a life and not just, you know, do the daily grind every day. And the way that I've run my business does not allow me to do that sustainably, you know?
Tell me more.
Like, did he have a car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like there's just, I found it really hard. And I feel like my clients felt not unsupported, because I was still supporting, but like not as supported as I'd like, you know, like I didn't provide the kind of support that I'd like to be providing. So it's like, there's sore spots in my business of like, where I can be more supportive, but also more balanced of having that life. Because I feel like in North America, I was very much like, I was acting as employees and not independent contractors, you know, like I am a freelancer and I'm not available to you 24/7, you know, and just like the way that I manage my time, the way that I run my business, the way that I like communicated with clients just did not give that, you know, like it gave very employer vibes. And that's, you know, I'm not saying like my clients are too demanding or all this stuff. Like that was on me of not setting these boundaries and not having that communication, but it's just like, definitely some shit needs to shift.
I think at the same time though, your employees or your employers or your clients can also be too demanding. And that's like, it's a, you know, a twofold in the sense that like you have to be able to set those boundaries, like you said, but also like notice that it is on them as well. And some of them can do that. And it is a way of taking advantage of people that, you know, I feel like it does happen to a lot of like, based on this, like companies that I've worked for in the past, like, and I've had a lot of like female, I feel like it is a female trait and the female CEOs that'll like kind of not exploit the person, but like will exploit that sense of like commitment in the sense of like, oh, like, hey, you really want to help these people and get this done for me, right? So I think not that everyone does it that way, but I know that it can be done that way. And so like, I think I don't want you to take the blame that it isn't on you of like, I didn't send them. And I think it is good that you're thinking of like, okay, how can I make my business better for me in the future? But I think too, like it is something to think about, especially for anybody, like when you're working in corporate life, or if you are a VA or you are a coach or whatnot, and you have to answer to somebody, like think about how they're asking for their requests as well and see how it is. Is it, are they respecting you as a, you know, contracted employee for them? Or are they expecting you, like Carly said, where it's like, you know, are you available 24/7 to get this for me tomorrow? When it's like, hey, I only work for you, you know, these couple hours a day. And if you try to schedule something outside of those hours, because I have other clients, like it's not going to happen or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's really to think of it that way too. And I'm not saying that's what your client did or anything. I'm just saying like, I've definitely experienced that before with like those and stuff that will kind of push to that. And I feel like my employer kind of does that sometimes where they'll be like, oh yeah, we really want this to happen. I'm like, nope, my working hours are this to this. And like kind of sticking into that. It's important too.
Totally. It's definitely a two-way street. I think it's hard too. Like if you don't set those communication boundaries, then like you could both be assuming too. Like I've had clients before that are like, like, especially being traveling and being in like opposite time zones, it's kind of like, here's everything I need kind of thing. And it's not a client being like, this is everything I need, get back to me in an hour with all of it done. It's kind of like, so I don't forget, here's a list of everything I need. Let's go through it and like, you know, set dates for it kind of thing.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So before we get to me, I just want to follow up to see, because we're talking about this and your challenges and like what you want to change. How can you, like, what are your next steps to change?
Giving me homework. What the hell?
I'm not giving you homework. I'm asking you what they are. You don't have to do them.
True, fair. True, fair. I don't know where to start. I feel like the first step is to like really sit down and like, I want to redo my website and like, just kind of tune in and see what I want for my business, because I've had this feeling of like, this isn't what I want. And like traveling is hard. And it's like, how can I reframe it and like get really specific on what I want in my business, you know, and how I want it to look and how I want it to look a year from now and 5 years from now, you know, and like how I can scale my business.
Yeah. You gotta like turn inward, follow your intuition.
Yes.
Really see.
Intuition with star emojis.
Intuition. But yeah, and I think that's important for sure. But it sounds like a good first step to take is definitely like sitting down and looking at your website. I think that is a good one for sure. Yeah.
And I know that my business, like, I want it to be less work and more money, because don't we all? And I know that with that comes like
winning the lottery
income and winning the lottery. You take all my paycheck and go get lotto tickets. No, it means like passive income. So I know that I want like courses and I want like merch and I want like that kind of fun stuff in my business that have just been on the back burner so far of like, I don't have time because I'm, you know, working with paying clients, you know, and like got to make the money first. So everything else has kind of been put on the back burner.
I don't have time. I'm too busy.
Exactly. So like prioritizing my own business.
Right. I think that's important.
Yeah. CEO days.
CEO day every day. But yeah. And I think, how are you going to communicate this with like your existing clients then too? Have you thought about that?
I haven't really. I think I want to do, because I've had these clients like long-term for so long now, like going on years, which is amazing. I love them so much. But my business has shifted so much from when we started that like, I think the next step, what feels good, is to do like a contract negotiation and just be like, hey, just letting you know, these are some shifts in my business, some changes. Just wanted to like get up to date with contracting and legal stuff. So like, here is our new contract and like, you know, have everything I want in my business in these contracts so that we're both on the same page.
I love it.
Am I winning? Did I do good?
I approve. But it's not me that needs to approve. It's you that needs to approve.
I think that feels good. Feels good to start with like figuring out what I want and then like contract negotiation. Not negotiation, just re-signing, you
know?
Yeah. Which is something I want to implement like yearly too, because it's like shit changes, my rate increases, that kind of stuff. So just have it, have all the ducks in a row.
I love it.
I want to hear yours now, Jill.
Nothing. I'm perfect.
Basically, end of podcast. See you next
end
week.
End of podcast. See you next week. Rate, subscribe, do all the things. Thank you. I think for me, it's a lot of, I've been really working on saying no more. Like, I feel like I'm such a pleaser and like, I want to say yes to everything because I want to feel like to be valuable, right? Like, I wanted people to be like, yeah, we need you here. And like, knowing that it's okay, like Carly said, like, no is a complete sentence. Like, it's okay to say no. It's okay to not take things on. It's okay to push things off. And I think for me, especially this week with me going to like leaving on Thursday and like basically having like a whole day of like traveling to get to see my friend, and then like having the week and stuff, like telling them I can't take on any more trialers right now, or I can't take on any new members. I need to like focus on who I have right now, and like that's enough for me. And like, I think it's just like that overcommitment stage. And for me, what I think I need to do next steps is,
you don't even need me for this.
I don't. I'm a coach, so I can get this done. No, because I've thought a lot about this before.
Totally.
And I think for me, it's just like a lot of like personal inner work of like, you know, okay, this is what I need, and like, I am worth it. Like, my work speaks for itself type thing.
Then
really just, I think the first no is going to be the hardest. And I think I just need to get that one done. And I think
I have that one song.
The first cut is the deepest. I know, that's what I thought. But I think that's going to be the hardest one to do. And I think it's going to be scary. But I know, knowing like my employer's been great, and I know they're gonna be like, okay, that's cool. Like, they're not gonna say anything bad. It's just kind of like doing it and like really just respecting what I need each week and like how that might change. And like really just checking in with myself each week. Whether it be like Friday night or Monday morning.
Or let me Sunday check-in, night. Anyway. Personal check-in, business check-in.
All of them. All the check-ins.
That's so good. I love it.
Yeah. I do too.
What's the worst they could say? I was talking to my sister about this because I want to get a bike, and I've been like, I messaged a bunch of people on Facebook, and
buy the bike, Harley.
Buy the bike. Like, some of the bikes are pretty cheap, and she's like, oh, it's like they're asking 150. You should offer 100. Like, what's the worst they're gonna do? Say no. And I was like, what if they threaten my family? What then? And she's like, I'll fight them. And I was like, she's good to me.
There you go.
So they say, if they threaten your family, when you declare your boundaries, I'll fight them.
Okay. I'll be like, you can fight my one family in Canada named Carly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fight her only. But yeah, and I think it gets to, what are our permission slips, Carly?
Ooh. I think
we kind of got into it by talking about like our next steps, but what's your permission slip for this week then?
My permission slip is to host a wildly balanced retreat so that you and I can work on our business worthiness, our self-worthiness, and slay the game. My permission's up. Wildly balanced retreat.
All right.
Come in 2045.
2082. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Oh, goodness. My permission slip says, permission to use no as a complete sentence.
No is a complete sentence.
And permission to use it that way.
I love that. I love that so much. That's so good, because I always find myself over explaining things.
Right. I'm always like, no, because I need to do this, or no, it's because exactly. it's like, no, no, it's okay.
No, just no.
No. Do you want to record today, Carly? No.
No.
No. Done, period.
Never.
End of everything.
Never in my life. Just kidding. I love podcasts. And I love you, and I love our listeners.
I love us too.
That was a beautiful kiss.
There you go. Another one for y'all.
Stunning. Wow. Pair and spare.
Pair and spare. Get out of here. Anyway, you all know what to do. We said it earlier when we said we were going to wrap it up, but subscribe. Follow us on Instagram. Carly, where can they find us?
Wildly.balanced.
And then check out our website, wildlybalancedpodcast.com.
It's pretty cool.
Carly keeps it beauteous.
Keep it tight.
Keep it right. Keep it tight.
Keep it tight. If you need some extra coaching, or you need some extra love, and you just want us to hype you up, come be a guest.
Yeah.
Or just fill out the guest application. DM
us. If you're shy, we can just hype you up in the DMs. We're good at that.
We love to hype.
We love you.
Jill will send you photos of Rogi, probably. Maybe, if you deserve it.
If you deserve it.
If you deserve it.
Rogi is one handsome boy.
He is. Consent is queen, though, so it's only if he's feeling it.
If he's feeling it. Sometimes he doesn't feel the so it does.
That's fair.
Sometimes he scares me. So, like, I'll be video gaming and not, like, my back is, like, obviously at the game. And like, sometimes he'll come and pop up like to my side, and like, he'll boot me, and it scares the bejesus out of me every single time.
It's just giving you a gentle boop.
He's just like, hey mom, I'm here too. Boop.
Boop.
I'm like, oh my God. The amount of times I like leap out of my chair because I get so scared.
Goodness. Spooky Rogi.
Spooky time. Rogi, it's not spooky season yet, silly goose.
Not yet. Too warm for that. This has been a great episode. I feel like this was a much needed check-in of just how we're doing, what we need to work on, what's been going good for us.
Agreed.
And if you want to tell us what's going good for you, what boundaries you've set that you're proud of, like we said, hype girls are us.
I'm proud of you.
Check out the Instagram.
Alrighty. Well, we love you all. Sweet, sweet. Bye, bye.